Good morning, my brothers. How good and absolutely pleasant it is for us to dwell together as brothers, the great men of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, as we come together each day in this corporate and collective prayer cycle. We come together to fortify our faith in the Father and to ask Him to forgive us of our faults. We thank you for being on the call as you are each day and to surpass the numbers that is required in Scripture for a quorum. We have more than the two or three. Thank God I'm able to report today that our numbers reached 91 yesterday. And I'm even more pleased to tell you that this past Sunday night for our International Omega Day of Prayer, National Day of Prayer, that we had 187 people call in. And that does not include the people that call in with their families. And so our numbers could be beyond, well beyond 187. So thank you all for what you've done to make this a very viable vehicle for victory for our fraternity. It's always good to have those of you on the call. We are always especially happy to have our members of the Supreme Council to join us, as well as our grand officers. I'm pleased to also announce today that we now have within our midst and in our fraternity two Reverend Dr. Powells, as Staccato Powell Jr. is now has been conferred and successfully defended his dissertation, is now another Reverend Dr. Staccato Powell. And we join in saluting him and his father, former Grand Chaplain, Dr. Staccato Powell, on this most recent accomplishment. May God bless both of them in their work for the Lord. And as I always say, we're always privileged to have on the phone on a regular basis, without very few exceptions, GB40, Dr. Tony Knox, who will come at this time now and greet us. I ask that you would rise in spirit and receive him as he comes. Dr.
Amen.
Knox, you have the phone.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. And, Brother, I rise in spirit to you. And always I come saying thank you. Thank you for what you do on a daily basis and for the difference that you're making. And as we said yesterday, we may not have got everything we wanted, but there were a lot of victories that we got on Tuesday night. And Omega played a key role in it, as Dr. Mary and Supreme Council sent information encouraging brothers to be involved and to participate and to go out and work the polls. And we did that, and we made a difference. But we can't stop. We can't stop. We must continue this on to 2020 and beyond. But we must use this momentum to continue moving us forward, because our community is at stake in everything that we work so hard for. And as Divine Nine came together on the prayer call, which was wonderful, we must stay together. It's not important to worry about who's going to get the credit, but staying together and making a difference within our community, that's what's important. And that's what's the Omega way, is that we go out and that we do things for the benefit of the community and for the benefit of our country without worrying about who's going to get the credit. So, brothers, I thank you each and every day, every opportunity I have to come on, I give thanks, because it's another day and something else that the Lord didn't have to do, but he did it. So, brothers, again, I thank you for everything you do, and I love you all.
And as you know, Dr. Knox, we love you as well, you and Angela and the rest of your family. We thank you for being available and accessible to each of us to continue the great work that was begun in 1911. Thank you so much, Dr. Knox. At this time, it's my extreme pleasure, my privileged pride, and my delicious delight to introduce that incomparable chaplain of the mighty 6th District. He comes to us. He's been with us since the beginning and was partly responsible for making this prayer effort, as he supported Dr. Powell in his work to get this done. And we thank him for his work, and now we thank him for his words that he will share with us now. I speak of none other than the 6th District Chaplain, Minister Ray Johnson.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, brothers. Amen. God bless the mighty men of valor of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. This is the day. This is the day when God is expecting us to do some new things, new miraculous things. He has actually given us the tools. He's given us the words. He's given us the power to go out and make a change in our society and make a change in our communities as well. He's waiting for us to get ready. He's waiting for us to go out and execute, because he has said, go out and do the things that I've done and do even more.
So he's expecting us to do this. And we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for this opportunity to lift up your holy word, to live by your word, to show others how we are supposed to be living. Because we are the mighty men of valor, the men of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Lord, we love you. We give you honor. We praise you, Lord, as we always do, every day. And we thank you that you found it, that you have determined that robbery as well, to just look at us and love us and enable us to come up and just be near your name, Father. And you know that we will continually lift you up, Lord. We will continue, no matter what we may see in front of us, no matter what may be on the left side or the right side, we will continue to be men of faith, men of confidence, men of boldness, going forward as we, the mighty men of valor, will always do. People might be falling on the left side, falling on the right, but we will not, because we are bold. We're walking out full of faith, full of vigor. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we were made for a time such as this. Even though the world seems to be falling apart all around us, we stand strong. Even though things may not be seeming right, but we're going to stay in faith. We're going to speak the word against our situation at all times, knowing that we will stand victorious. And if we not give up, if we do not give up, because your word is true, Lord, that we will be bold, we'll be victorious in all that we endeavor to accomplish, as long as we stay in your will. Lord, we thank you. Today is November 8th. You enable us to get up and see another day. Brothers like Rudolph Boone Senior and Junior and his wife Sarah, they're up today, Lord, worshiping your name, Father. 90 plus years. We thank you, Father, that they're strong now, bold and victorious as well, being great role models for all of us as we go forward. But Father, today we're going to thank you now for all the things you've done, but we're going to focus on the meditation first, and that meditation is Paul's third journey. And thank you for enabling us to have this word and have this fellowship as well. And as we go through this, we're asking all brothers now to read Acts 19 through 20. Today's day 313, Paul's third journey. As we turn back, if you look back to Acts 18, 23, to pick up the beginning of Paul's third journey, an exhibition takes him throughout the province of Asia, where he visits churches founded on previous trips. The church at Ephesus hosts Paul for over 2 years, and while he conducts a ministry so successful that all Jews, all Greeks, who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. Leaving Ephesus, Paul visits church in Macedonia and Achaia before setting sail for Jerusalem and an uncertain future. And our daily walk, put yourself in the following situation, brothers. You've just received word that a strip club is going to open next door to your house or apartment. Again, a strip club is going to open next door to your house or apartment. What's your response? Are you indifferent? Are you happy? Are you indignant? What action would you take? Paul was surrounded by sinful influences and corrupting pressures during his public ministry. Corinth was notorious for its immorality. Ephesus for its idolatry, Athens for its polytheism. And yet, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul was able to move among sinful people without being influenced by them. Again, making a difference, making an impact on their lives for Jesus Christ. In Corinth and in Ephesus, he left behind growing young churches. What impact is your life making and the sinful situations around you? Our chapters, I'm proud to say that our chapters are doing a great job. And as we ask that question, what would happen if your chapter of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity in your city went away? Would people notice? Would they even care? Would the kids in your community care? What would happen? Paul went out there, and he was able to make a difference, even though there are a lot of sinful situations all around him. But is our influence really felt? Is our influence for God really felt? I ask you, brothers, to make a list of 3 or 4 corrupting influences in your community that you would like to see changed. Select one from the list and make it the focus of your prayer time. resolve not to be influenced by sinful corruption, and ask the Lord to direct any response you may need to make. Which leads us into the word of the day. Our sense of sin is in proportion to our nearness to God. Our sense of sin is in proportion to our nearness to God. The Grand Theater, brothers, in Ephesus was the site of the famous pro-Artemis anti-Paul rally. It was a large outdoor amphitheater that seated more than 25,000 people, all of whom shouted for 2 hours. Great is the Artemis of the Ephesians. Great is the Artemis of the Ephesians. The site still stands today near Sokuk in Turkey. Brothers, and I want you to go back and read those chapters, 18 and 19, 19 and 20, because you're going to find there that we still walk in, still people may be trying to hurt us or harm us, but we've got to stand strong. The kids in our community are waiting for us. The kids and the families in our community are waiting for us to take action, because we have to be the light in a dark world. Lord, we thank you now. We give you honor and praise, Lord. As we now transition to our prayer, we thank you, Father, for loving on us, for enabling us to see this day. Lord, you've been good to us. We give you praise. We give you honor. We glorify your holy name. We shout out with glee. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we shout your name to the highest mountains. And we thank you, Father, that in those mountains we also know that no matter what we're going through, that we can look to the mountains from that's where our help's coming from as well. We thank you, Father. We may not be able to see it with our earthly eyes, but in the spiritual realm, we can see the Calvary coming, no matter what the situation may be. We thank you, Father, that you are there. We may not understand it. We may not know why we're going through certain things, but if we stay in faith, if we continue to speak your word over our situations, we will be victorious. We will not faint. We will not give up. We will continue to stand strong through whatever situation we may be going through, because we know that we are indeed victorious. And Heavenly Father, now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord, for this day. And we now command Satan, the devil, and all the evil spirits and the sound of my voice to loose me. And leave my presence, and loose my brothers, and loose and leave our presence by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, as was stated in Revelation 12, 11. I overcome you, Satan, and the evil spirits in the name of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins, for our sins, and the sins of this world. I am a blood-bought child of God, and Satan, you are trespassing. You have no right to come near me. You have no right to come near my friends, my brothers, our families, our communities. We thank you, Father, that because of that blood, Satan, you have no right to come near my land, my animals, my property, anything about me, even the atmosphere around me. We plead the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as a thick hedge of protection against all evil spirits, as a wedge between us that you cannot penetrate. I speak the blood against you, Satan, in Jesus Christ's holy name. It is written in God's word that no weapon formed against me can prosper. And I stand on the word of God. I stand on it, no matter what may be going around me. My head may be bloody, but it is unbowed. I stand on the word of God. He is my shield. He is my buckler. He says in Deuteronomy 33:27 that he thrusts out the enemy and says to me, destroy them. Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you, according to your word, to destroy the enemy. Satan, you are a defeated foe. You have been defeated by the authority and prayer, the authority and power given to me in Luke 10. We thank you, Lord, for that power now. We command you to leave every situation. We command you to loose every situation. And we loose you now to the abyss, the dry, waste place. We thank you, Father, that's going to take place and that all his minions, they're all going to go down to that dry waste place, to the deepest crevices of hell, down to the deepest abyss, and they cannot escape again. Lord Jesus Christ, I ask, according to John 14, to destroy all the darkness and the destruction that came with the enemy. Cleanse us in your precious blood. Heal us, Lord. Restore us and seal us up in your glory. We thank you now, Father, for all these things. You know what? Father, we thank you also for brothers like John Bless Wesley Gumby, John Wesley Gumby, the blessed one. We thank you for his faithfulness every day as he gets up in the early days of the day, and he comes in and he offers up prayers for the grand officers of our great and illustrious fraternity, of the senior brothers and also the undergraduate brothers. Bless them, Father. Bless him and his family as he's going through a few days of trouble and trial, Father. And we know that we're going to pray for his brothers in the hospital as well. Pray for Brother Gumby. And we thank you, Lord, that Brother Gumby's going to be blessed as he opens the doors of the church today at 12 o'clock as he does every day. Bless that family, Father. Bless everyone there in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area. Allow everyone there to know that the men of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, the brothers of 2020 State Street, are there to make a difference in the world, not just to come together and laugh and joke, but to come and make a difference and let that difference be felt. We thank you for the ever-diligent E.D. Hall, who finds it not robbery to pray for others on a regular basis, lifting up their names and lifting up his family members. And also, I ask for blessings upon him as well. Brother Ed Fuller, Lord, just touch him. He's now recovering at home after a bout. And we ask you to also just pray and touch Dan Hicks, who returned from work, and now he's returning to work after heart surgery. Touch also. We ask him for prayer and just miraculous and divine recovery for Brother Doug Spears, whose leg was amputated due to a diabetic episode. Touch Mary Sue Woodard. And touch that infection and potential fluid around the heart, Lord. Allow that fluid to dissipate now, miraculously. We thank you, Father, for continuing to touch Betty Jean Lucas, whose body is now being treated for some anti-cancer treatments. Touch Darnella Gaskin-Barnes as she undergoes her daily radiation treatments, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Keep her mind strong. Keep her full of faith, Lord, knowing that you can do all things. Lord, touch Miss Betty Height. She was the Omega Queen at Clark College back in the day and recently was released from the hospital after a month-long stay. Touch her, Father. Allow her mind, too, to stay strong. Allow her to be able to be effective and to be an effective tool for you, Father. Touch Rose Mitchell, who's undergoing that daily dialysis. Touch Joey Barnes and Malia Spears, Father. Touch Rodney Batts. Touch Gladys Herndon. You know what needs to be done. Stephen Murphy and Virginia Jackson. Touch them, Father. Touch them. You let your spirit be all within them, Father. Touch Ava. Brother Edie Hall's sister, who's healing from the ravages of diabetes. Father, touch you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the continued healing and the continued touch that you have over Brother Norm Singletary as he recovers from his hip surgery. Continue to touch Beverly Eaton and also her son, Randall Eaton, Lord. Touch Karen Hunt. Johnny Cole, Father. Be with them, Father. Touch them now. Also, as individuals are going through the aging process, Grand Bosses number 30, Ed Brannon, Ethel Cooper, Hattie Perry, my mother Martha Johnson, my father Ray Johnson, my aunt Shirley Gaines, my mother-in-law Elizabeth Benson. Touch them, Father. You know what needs to be done. And Miss Celeste Beatty, who underwent hip replacement surgery on Monday. Continue to bless her and touch her. We thank you now for rapid healing in that body. We thank you also for the niece of Brother Daryl Hicks, Felicia, that she will be touched now as she's undergoing this test for a test to thwart cancer. Lord, you know what needs to be done in her life. You know what needs to be done. We declare that it's done now, Father. We thank you, Father, that Satan has no power over that situation. Lord, touch Cedric Blue's family. Lord, touch Donna. Touch Ethan. Touch Sed Jr. You know what needs to be done, Father. Bless them now. Touch them. Lord, we thank you also for the individuals that have lived filled long lives, and they've now recently transitioned from labor to reward. Here in Greensboro, North Carolina, we thank you, Lord, for Dr. Gladys White. She's probably about 95 years of age. She was Miss HU at Hampton University, and you know all the good things about her father. But just bless her now, bless her family now, and let them know that she has left a great legacy, a legacy that we all must emulate. We also ask for blessings for the family of Brother Joseph Reed, and as he transitioned also from labor to reward. We thank you, Father, for brothers like David Sanders, who finds it not robbery also to lift up his blood brother, Michael Williams. We thank you for his daily improvement. We thank you also for the recovery for Brother Lawson Greer. We thank you also for Walter Wallace and him, his situation that he's undergoing. We know, Father, that you are in control. We thank you also for Brother Stephen DeVault, who gets up every day, Father, and worships you and lifts up your holy name. We thank you that Southern University, Beta Sigma, will all be, and they all will be blessed as a result of what he's doing. We thank you now, and we thank you for the prayers that he lifts up on a daily basis. And we know it. We know this world needs it. This dark world needs it. Because now we pray for those that are suffering from mental health diseases, mental health conditions, PTSD, anxiety, substance abuse, alcoholism. Hallelujah. We pray now for the appropriate treatment and professional treatment for all those individuals, leading to their mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. We pray for Brother Theodore Green. Touch him, Father. You know what needs to be done. We continue to bless the Mark Radford family. Bless the Omega authors within our midst as well. Brothers like Dr. Benjamin Foster, Dr. James Edwards. We thank you, Father, for Brother Bernard Fisher, who has a book within him, a book about his father who is uplifted the Philadelphia community with the boxing, in the boxing arena, Father, how he saved lives, and he's been a strong man in that community, Father. Allow that book to be loose now from Bernard. Allow that book to be a bestseller. And we're not talking about just a bestseller, but just the fact that story can be heard and can be read by millions. Allow that to be done now, Father. Father, we thank you also for brothers like T.J. Hurley, who get up in the early morning, probably has his son there beside him praying and reading the Word of God, professing life over his sons as they step out in the world, and his family today as they step out in the Word and the world today. Lord, we thank you now. We thank you for brothers like James Witherspoon. We thank you for our grand bachelor's 40. Tony Knox. We thank you for his wife, Angela, for being a great helpmeet to him. We thank you for them being a strong and positive role models within our community. We thank you for his son, TK Jr., and his daughter. We thank you for his son-in-law being blessed, Father, and being healed, and being able to go through a miraculous recovery. We thank you for their beautiful grandkids as well, Lord, that they will walk out your will for their life. They will not stray to the left or the right, but they will walk out their appointed will. Father, we thank you, as we stated earlier, for Staccato K. Powell Jr. as well, as he has now defended effectively his dissertation, and as they get ready to place that robe upon him and the scarf around his neck. Father, we thank you that he will be a strong influence, Father, in the community in Phoenix or wherever he may be sent. He will be a strong and effective leader, a stalwart champion of your word, Father. We thank you that his daughter, Nicole, will also continue to be strong in all that she does. We thank you for his brother, Thad, and his nephew, Gabriel, as well. They will be blessed, Father. We thank you for Brother Minister Pete at New Up. We thank you, Father, that he is a blessing there in the Pedricktown area. We thank you that that whole community is blessed as a result of him and his wife and his family. He will continue to be a strong and uplifting righteous, mighty man of valor in that area. People will be looking at him. We thank you for the Kirkland Army, especially Lyndon's brother Jim. We thank you, we thank you, Father, for that Kirkland Army and all that they're doing on a regular basis, whether from New York to Connecticut or wherever they may be. Father, we thank you also for Funky Nassau getting up as a newer brother, continuing to show what needs to be done and how we need to be doing things. We thank you for Brother Red and Betty as well. We thank you that Betty will be blessed, that she is blessed, that she's healed, that she's free. We thank you for Mike and Cheryl Elby, Father, for all the things they've done as well. We thank you for Brother Larry Lewis as well, who finds it out robbery to lift up a word of praise for you, Father, on a daily basis. And also finds it out robbery to pray for others within his community. And Lord, we ask you to also just touch his beautiful mother. Allow her to know she is loved by him and by many, by the multitudes as well. Touch Essie Johnson as she's going through some certain challenges. Bless Brother Rayford Johnson. Touch Sheila Scott and our good brother Benjamin Scott. Father, touch Brother Reverend Frank Smart. Touch the tall mega bossless Terrence Williams as he spends time with his mother as she's going through certain challenges in life. Father, touch her. Touch Preston Burnett and the Vietnam Veterans Meeting today in Wilson. We thank you that it will be a meeting of peace and solidarity as they come together. And Lord, we are praying for the United States of America, the United States of America. And the word united, we must continue to stand together. We must continue to stay focused on the plans that we have and on the job we have before us. While some leaders may try to protect their fragile egos and by using lies and deceit and corruption and bigotry and racism and corruption to divide us, we must stand united at all times. We've seen a number of great victories. We're not finished yet. Lord, we know that your word will continue to abide. Lord, we thank you, Father, that we're just getting started. We thank you that we will be able to operate in a land free of racism and bigotry one day. And we're going to continue to fight for that. Because, Lord, you are the El Elyon. You are the El Shaddai. Lord, we thank you that you are our Jehovah Jireh. No matter what we may see, no matter what's going to happen, Lord, you are our provider. It's not the job. It's not the man. It's not the government. You are our provider, Lord. You give us the wisdom to go out and walk your word out, Lord. You give us the will to, you give us the capability of doing that. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what battle we're fighting, you are Jehovah Nissi, Lord. And that means that you go into the battle before us, carrying the mighty banner, Lord. And as you do that, we indeed are victorious. And Lord, now we've asked you to continue to shut all demonic doors that need to be shut. Seal them now so the evil spirits can never come through them again. Lord Jesus, I ask you now to loose your angels over me, over all the brothers on this call, over our families and all in this place. Protect us, Lord. Protect us. Protect our families. Protect our jobs. Protect our houses. Protect our homes. Protect our land from the enemy from coming back again. Lord, we declare your word to be true. And we thank you, Father, that we are covered in the blood of Jesus from the top of us, from the top of our head down to the soles of our feet, now to our outer extremities. Lord, you are in control, and we recognize you as our Lord and Savior. And Lord, as we go out today now, we ask that all these things be done in the mighty and powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And all the brothers on the call say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.